One of the more striking revelations in the 2014 U.S. Senate's report on the use of torture by the CIA was that two psychologists, James Elmer Mitchell and Bruce Jessen, both former members of the military, were consultants on CIA interrogations. For their role in this grim chapter of American history, the two reportedly received $81 million in contractor fees. At this year's annual convention of the American Psychological Association in Toronto, the association's board voted to bar its members from participating in U.S. national security interrogations involving the use of torture of detainees. Joining me now with more is Nadine Caslow, professor of psychiatry at Emory University and past president of the American Psychological Association. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to speak with you about this important matter.
Now, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I just have to ask you right off the top. Do you know if James Elmer Mitchell and Bruce Jessen are members of the American Psychological Association?
I know that Dr. Jensen was never a member of the American Psychological Association. I know that Dr. Mitchell used to be a member of the American Psychological Association, and I believe his membership ended in around 2006.
What's to prevent people who aren't in your organization from going after those, you know, CIA dollars, $81 million in some future conflict?
Well, first of all, I want to be clear that the report done by Mr. Hoffman did not find collusion between the APA, the American Psychological Association, and the CIA. Actually, the findings in the report were more focused on the collusion between the APA and the Department of Defense.
And when you say collusion, the American Psychological Association, in theory, would be asked to provide some sort of seal of approval to interrogation techniques that, in fact, you would find reprehensible.
Well, certainly they're reprehensible. I think the point is that it was a small number of officials that were involved in this, and that the evidence is that the purpose of the collusion was not in any way to approve torture, but rather to curry favor with the Department of Defense. And that may have, at some level, enabled involvement in enhanced interrogation or abusive interrogation techniques.
I want to ask you the question I posed just a moment ago one more time, just to make sure that you're clear on it. Given the experience of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and what these two allegedly made off with in terms of federal taxpayer dollars, $81 million in contractor fees, have we entered an era where everybody knows in the APA that they can revoke their membership or resign their membership in the Psychological Association and go off and try to compete for these dollars if the federal government wants a psychologist to be a part of this torture technique?
Well, actually, the policy that we overwhelmingly passed last week was to prohibit all psychologists from participating in national security interrogations involving military and intelligence authorities so that it would apply to everyone.
Mm. Is this, and before we go, final question, is this a distortion of a relationship that psychologists have had traditionally with the Defense Department that has brought the APA to this moment where you really have to break?
No, I think there are many positive elements of our relationship with the Defense Department. There are many military psychologists that do very important things. I think what this was a small group of people potentially involved or involved with something that was just horrific and wrong, and that takes us away from our values on human rights.
Are you confident that you still have influence on the federal government to make sure that they don't repeat mistakes of the past?
I am confident that we're going to do our best to try to ensure that. We are absolutely going to urge the government to withdraw its understandings and reservations to the UN Convention Against Torture, in keeping with the recent recommendation of the UN Committee Against Torture.
Nadine Caslow, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Nadine Caslow is a professor of psychiatry at Emory University and past president of the American Psychological Association.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.